From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Rebecca Foster. French police are holding a man in custody in connection with the media shootings in Paris on Monday. Authorities say he bears a strong physical resemblance to the suspect, and they're testing his DNA for a match. Kate Moody reports from Paris.
The man was arrested in an underground parking lot in a western suburb just outside the French capital. He was apparently found unconscious after ingesting a large quantity of drugs and was taken to the hospital before being questioned. He's believed to have critically injured a photographer after opening fire in the lobby of the Libération newspaper on Monday morning, then of firing shots outside a Société Générale bank in the La Défense business district, and then of hijacking a car and forcing the driver to take him to the Champs-Élysées. The same suspect is also thought to have threatened a 24-hour news channel last week. French police had received thousands of calls since launching a public appeal for information on Monday, and it was one of those tip-offs that apparently led to the arrest.
The U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says he and the Afghan President Hamid Karzai have agreed on a bilateral security pact. The deal will govern the presence of U.S. forces in Afghanistan after the NATO combat mission ends next year. Kate Fisher has more.
The document still needs to gain the approval of a council of Afghan elders at a meeting tomorrow. The group of 3,000 can revise or reject any clause of the draft agreement. A flat-out rejection could prevent the Afghan government from signing it altogether. It had been reported that President Karzai had demanded an apology from the US for civilian casualties, but John Kerry said this was not true. Kate Fisher, Washington.
Negotiators from six world powers are hoping to reach an agreement with Iran on its nuclear program at a meeting in Geneva. The initial deal would mean loosening some sanctions and is opposed by the Israeli government and several senior U.S. lawmakers. From Washington, Daniel Wrenches reports.
The Geneva talks within the P5+1 international structure represent a new attempt to reach a deal after the last-minute breakdown of negotiations 2 weeks ago. The deal, which some U.S. officials say is close, will involve Iran slowing its nuclear enrichment activities in exchange for a loosening of sanctions, with the goal of reaching a comprehensive agreement within 6 months. As the talks resume, Iran's supreme leader Ayatollah Khamenei said in a speech that Iran would not stop nuclear enrichment and called Israel's leadership untouchable rabid dogs. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is calling it an extraordinarily bad deal, and despite several U.S. lawmakers agreeing with him, Congress is for the moment holding back on imposing any new sanctions on Iran.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN. The hearings of the arrested Greenpeace activists continue for a third consecutive day in the courts of St. Petersburg, Russia. Initially, the prosecutors demanded all of the detainees to be held under arrest until February, but 10 Arctic Sunrise crew members were released on bail earlier this week. One Australian activist was denied bail, however, and is to remain in custody until February 24th. Daria Bendarchuk reports from Moscow.
The cases of the arrested Greenpeace activists accused of hooliganism are heard by two courts in St. Petersburg. The 60-year-old captain of Arctic Sunrise vessel, American Peter Wilcox, was first to appear in the Kalininsky court. The U.S. consular in St. Petersburg also attended the detention hearing to support the bail appeal. The U.K. activist Alexander Harris told media as she was led into the courtroom in the Primorsky court that she felt, quote, trapped inside a political game. The cases of five more Arctic Sunrise crew members, the Dutch activist Faiza Ulliksen and Manas Ubels, and Jensen from Denmark, as well as Britain's Kieran Bryan and Anthony Parrott, are expected to be heard on Wednesday.
And a neo-Nazi serial killer has been executed in the U.S. state of Missouri. Joseph Franklin targeted Jewish and black people and was convicted of 8 racially motivated murders, although he may have carried out more. Nick Harper reports.
Between 1977 and 1980, Joseph Franklin crisscrossed America, picking out Jews and African Americans, using a sniper rifle to kill them. The 63-year-old was convicted of 8 murders, but claimed to have carried out more than 20. He said he did it to start a race war, after reading Adolf Hitler's Mein Kampf. His crimes included the murder of a man leaving a bar mitzvah, 2 black teenagers in Ohio, an interracial couple in Wisconsin, and 2 black joggers in Utah. One of the people he shot, hustler publisher and anti-death penalty campaigner Larry Flint, had tried to prevent Franklin's execution.
And that's the latest Feature Story news. Rebecca Foster reporting.